KB2H exit. Flight is at LK, KB2H exit.
You on the radio, and remember that I was supposed to send you something. N4ZLK.
Oh, no big deal. I saw that. I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone. I saw the text come through. I was like, whoops, I gotta answer this.
How are you?
I'm good. I am on the road. I am going to my first customer.
I guess, sort of in a little roundabout way.
Yeah, well, man, there's somebody turned the heat up around here, and air conditioning is failing left and right.
What is that? Is it just the sudden more strain on the system?
Strain on the system, people haven't turned them on yet, you know, bad capacitors. I was at a customer's house the other day where he lives over on Tigerville Road there in Travelers, and the transformer blew its top, literally blew the top off, and took out the capacitor at his house and the one at his rental property about a block up. So, yeah, those kind of things too.
Thing you said, it surprises me that people have not turned their AC on yet.
It's tough to say, you know. Whether people are a little bit tight on money, they don't want to get them serviced until they break down. I don't know. You know, I don't know the answer to all that. All I can do is just help out. Whatever I can do.
I understand. I was talking to Matthew, yesterday afternoon. He got a lightning strike yesterday and lost some equipment.
Oh, I think that's the same Matthew I helped on the phone. He had a clogged drain or something.
Didn't hear that one. I know you went out to see John out there. But anyway, yeah, I feel so bad for that. I went home and checked my equipment last night because I don't live that far from him.
What I try and do is when I know there's a storm coming, I disconnect everything at the house. You know, I ground out my antennas and I unplug everything out of the wall. Because, I got the tower at my house, so I don't need any. I don't want any equipment blowing up.
His antenna's disconnected, so, and it got a computer too, so it had to have been a wall surge or a main surge.
I tell you what happened one time years ago. I had a repeater at my house up in New York, and the lightning hit the street out in front of my house. You can see the burn mark in the street, and it came up through the ground circuit. So lightning is a funny thing.
People used to fly kites to test it out.
Right? Goodness. I don't know. But anyway, so how are you doing these days? You keeping busy or what?
I'm doing good. Just work's keeping me, on the road and having some stuff done at the house. Had a new roof put on, getting it painted now. Got to put a new deck on, do some trim work around, once they paint it, do some trim work around the windows, kind of spruce it up a little bit.
Did you do the roof? Isn't that what I heard you say with your sons or something? Or was that, am I mistaken about that?
My oldest son's roof, but I did not do my roof. It's probably twice as big and three times as steep.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know, the way you live, is there HOA there? You're not allowed to do your own work or something, or you just didn't want to do it?
I could have. I mean, if I was a professional and had the ability, but nope, not me. I went up and I got a dormer up on the roof, and I replaced some of the siding and trim that needed to be replaced, and I had to tie off and, climb up the ladder, grab the rope, tie myself off, hang on, take a measurement, untie, climb back down, and I did not want to do the shingles.
Gotcha. Yeah, our roof was new a couple of years before we bought the house, and that's, I would probably, if I were to guess, the roof is probably 6 or 7 years old, which, I mean, even with Helene last year, it really didn't bother my roof. I didn't lose any shingles, didn't have any any branches pierce my roof or anything, so I got pretty lucky there.
The house was built in 2002, so, and it was in there, and I've got four skylights, and they were having some issues, but the new ones are holding up good. We've had some really heavy downpours, and it's nice to feel secure about it.
Oh, that's a good feeling, you know, not to worry about the roof. And Florida, man, I was constantly fixing leaks in my roof because, you know, just down there, wood rots. Like, but anyway, let me let you go, Shane. I'm just a few minutes to where I got to be, and I got to keep an eye on where I'm going here. So you have a good day, my friend. Thank you for passing along that number, and we'll catch you a little later. N4ZLK, KB2HXS.
Number. I noticed you have Android, and I don't know, sometimes I just, the way I set it, I make sure it opens up or you can see the number, and just let me know if you can't. I'll just type it out by hand. Anyway, talk to you later. Good to hear you. KB2HXS and 4ZLK.
All right, very good, sir. We'll talk to you later, KB2HXS.